Anytime myself, we see things all the time. How Hashem bestows us blessings, miracles. One such thing that the Rebbe's coming here to Woodland Hills tonight and tomorrow, Baruch Hashem. Another one right in front of our eyes. Dr. Bruce is finishing up or starting the final phase of his Kaddish. I tell you, again, seen a lot of things, but when you see a doctor canceling everything after, look, to come to shul at 4:30 in the afternoon, you can't take a patient after 3 o'clock. So basically your day is cut in half. And every time, every afternoon, I see him come in his scrubs because he doesn't have time to change and to come. What an amazing respect for a parent. So for us, an example, we think we can do things, Rob. We think, but here is a display of, we have to take note, we have to see that Parnasa, Yetzahara, anything did not get in the way of his respect to say Kaddish for his father, Lev Shalom. His mother, Lev Shalom. So thank you, doctor. Your mamish, what an inspiration. And duly noted, man has a staff. How do you explain to a staff that you have to leave your office at 3 o'clock in the afternoon? How do you set an example? But he sets a higher example. He sets a better example. Mamish, an unbelievable example. Thank you, Doc, to his family, to his wife. How do you explain that? How do you run out at 5 o'clock in the morning and come back? Mamish, it's a beautiful job.
I just hope it continues to come.
Well, it's okay.
It took me the year to remember the Hebrew name, you know? So.
Thank you.
Last thing we touched on yesterday is the fact that you have an obligation, and if you have the ability to advertise the miracle, let's say if somebody lives on the fifth floor and there's other tall buildings around him, then yes, you can light the Hanukkah in the dining room where everybody's going to be sitting and eating. But if you have an electric Hanukkah or another Hanukkah, you can put by the window so people from the other buildings can see in there, they're going to remember, and in Bezot Hashem, they're going to light candles. So you're going to cause other people to do the mitzvah. So this is a beautiful thing. Chas v'shalom, if somebody is sick and they can't leave the room. So some say that you can light candles in his room, or you know, you can light if there's only one candles, you generally light them in the other plate, in the other in the dining room or wherever that area that you guys are going to light, especially if there's a window out looking so people can see in. But some say that also he can light in his room. Perhaps it's going to make him feel good to see the Hanukkah. This is also see that you have to have the positive or the happy that helps sick people. That's why you also see in hospitals today, most places you go, you see the colors, there's greens and flowers and stuff like that, because the last thing they want is someone who's sick to be sitting in a gray room that's going to depress him any more than he is. So there's not going to be any more holim holot. The new subject is the time of adlakat, lighting the candles. So now the mitzvah, from the best mitzvah, the best ability to do is to light the candles right when Tzedek Kohavim, when the stars go out. Stars are going to go out next week starting at 5:30, 5:31, 5:32. This is the best time to light the candles. If you're stuck in traffic, you're not going to get home till 6:30, and that's when you light the candles. If you're going to get home at 11:30, then you tell your wife and kids to light the candles and not to wait for you. So, but you should try to make an effort to make it home early, at least next week, so you can light the candles with the family and, you know, and enjoy the time. Also, in the Bet Knesset, we light candles, and the minhag is to light the candles here from the Shkia, although you really shouldn't, unless you have to leave someplace, and so you can light, technically, you're going to be Yotze if you're going to light it down from Shkia, but it says better to light at 5:30. Now in the Bet Knesset we light before. We light right after Minha. Why? So we during at least the Tfilat Arvit that we should be able to enjoy and see the candles and do light that fire in our hearts with regards to so you see it. Also, some people he says sometimes you give some people say, oh no, let so-and-so light the candles. I'm going to go light candles in my house. He says, no, you can still light the candle. He says, a lot of places, the rabbi lights the candles in the Bet Knesset. Why? To show you that I can light here for you to be mezakeh you, and I'm going to go home and I'm going to be mezakeh my family, or just like you would do with shofar, just like you would do with other mitzvot, where you can say the blessing again to be motzi other people. Be'ezot Hashem, Yiratzon, that this will enjoy this holiday and we'll be able to really see the candles, and it's going to do something to our hearts. It's going to be mitzvot. Lish B'chush will bless everybody here that makes ishtadlut for the minyan with health and happiness and bracha and simha. Only b'sorot tovot lanu v'am Yisrael.